heartbeat of Benito. 88.0.
30 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Tuesday, and as promised, we are chatting with the plumbing boss, Barry Chapman. It's good to be back with you, Barry.
Always good chatting.
And, you know, the interesting thing, I've been following on social media with interest certain threads where people in positions generally of supplying services and product are saying it's so difficult to get paid in Bolito, particularly, and for various different reasons. I can understand the frustration, and we are all, I think, in the same boat when it comes to trying to get paid. But you have a solution to a degree when it comes to plumbing, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Let's delve into that.
Yeah, so yes, the paying side of thing, I think everybody is feeling it at the moment. Everyone's pockets are tight, getting crunched down. And people are trying to find every excuse in the book to try and not allow you to be paid by them. So this is where one of the benefits come in. There's an organization called the Institute of Plumbing South Africa that I'm a member of. Voluntary organization. So they are that body that, first off, the reason why I signed up with them was they mediated a investigation between one of their members and a client, and I happened to be the third-party plumber that came in.
You were called in by them?
I was called in by them to come and have a look at this.
As a neutral third party, yeah. Just to give your professional opinion on the case.
And the whole investigation went through with this other plumber, and he apparently damaged Persian carpets and broke basins and all sorts of stuff. And when I came into this job, I actually stood back and I said to the lady, I said to her, I don't want to get involved in this. It's way too messy. But I know I have heard of this organization called the IOPSA, which is the Institute of Plumbing South Africa. And it happened to turn out that the plumber that was involved in the apparent issues was an IOPSA registered plumber. So as an IOPSA registered plumber, you can call the big people out to come and do an investigation free of charge, because you're a member with them now.
And this protects the consumer, the customer, and the provider. Yeah,
100%. There's no favoritism there, because you the contractor, you the member of IOPSA. I've been in a few investigations with other people. I've been doing the investigation myself as well, because I sit on the committee with them as well. And there's no favoritism. It's fact-based with an end result.
Yeah. And like arbitration should be.
Yes. But, unfortunately, it's never a legal thing, because then you have to go to court and make it legal. So it's merely a suggestion and a recommendation of how it needs to go, with a report that's issued according to regulations, etc., etc. So documentation is drawn up that if it needs to go down the legal route, it's in whoever's party's favor that the investigation led to.
So that sounds infinitely reasonable. You know, you can have a problem, and I think, you know, in life, part of the journey is learning how to navigate through problems and come out with hopefully a win-win scenario, because that's the best case scenario.
100%.
But we all make mistakes, and if there is culpability, there it is. If it's exposed, then, you know, one takes it on the chin, learns from the experience, and carries on.
So that's the one benefit about, you know, for a consumer. So as soon as a consumer engages with a plumbing contractor and they realize that their plumbing contractor is an IOPSA member, it should automatically give them a sense of relief and confidence that, you know, there's accountability, the people have got the correct insurance in place, there is a qualified person in the company that's overseeing everything that's happening, and there's due diligence that's carried out through that application process for them to be a member of the Institute of Plumbing South Africa.
You know what absolutely blows my mind is that people that sometimes, to save a couple of bucks, will look for the cheapest route possible and then expose their multi-million rand investment
100%
to the workmanship of someone that comes in at a cheaper price than a more highly qualified, more highly marketed, more visible alternative because I can get it done cheaper. But cheaper isn't necessarily, in fact, hardly ever is better. I mean, you'll always find someone to do it cheaper, won't you?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. But is it actually done properly?
Well, how many times have you attended to a job that's been botched?
So, I'm going to lay out a little example here for a job that we got called out to because there were issues after a person purchased the property. So this is the big thing about in South Africa, electricians have to belong to the ECA. You need to issue an ECA COC for anything to be legitimate. Whereas in South Africa, with plumbing, there is professional bodies, Plumbing Industry Registration Board, for example, that you can issue a plumbing COC out of, but it's not mandatory throughout South Africa like the electrical board.
Because so, the electrical installation can kill you. Plumbing probably won't kill you, but it'll just drive you mental.
Think about it. You now get cross-contamination between fecal matter and your drinking water because something hasn't been done properly.
That's possible, is it?
Very easy. Backflow prevention, all sorts of cross-contamination. So there's major issues. And I mean, like we've said many times in our interviews before, water is life. You know, a plumber brings life in and takes death out of your house. So this particular example, we were called out, Quadacusa, if you are a trade-tested, red-sealed, certified plumber, you can get a COC certificate from the municipality, and you can fill in your credentials on it and issue that as a COC. Now,
what is a COC?
Certificate of Compliance.
Okay.
Now, with that, you don't know whether that plumber's got liability insurance, whether his staff are covered under workman's compensation with FEM.
So they're purely registered with the registering authority, but you don't know how.
Yeah, you don't. So the issue here comes is you have that person come into your property. They do some work for you.
Give you a certificate.
They issue a COC saying, hey, man, this job is shanana, happy days. And off they go. And the issue that you have here is when there's recourse and it needs to come back, you've got no recourse as the consumer because you have used someone who has no affiliation or tie to any professional body or institute like the Institute of Plumbing South Africa. So that for me is like a big push towards that. I mean, we found issues where the certificate was handed over for this particular dwelling. The geezer was a ticking time bomb. I mean, the safety valve and the expansion valve on the geysers, which are two safety components for the geyser to make sure that it can release water should there be a failure in the heating system and it doesn't turn off, they were both capped off, like capped off closed. So essentially, you had a closed circuit bomb. Now, I don't know if you've ever been onto Mythbusters and seen the exploding geyser that Mythbusters did, the exploding geyser challenge. And you break down walls, take roofs off. A 9-inch wall, double skin wall, it will break the wall down. The amount of power that comes out of it is absolutely horrendous. And people don't understand that, yeah, electricity, you can't see it and it shocks you, but plumbing, there's some hell of a scary stuff that happens as well.
So the takeaway from this is there are plumbers in the area that operate under the auspices of, what is the organization called?
The Institute of Plumbing South Africa.
And these are the guys that you need to turn to first. Why? Well, as Barry's just explained, you've got a certain amount of guarantee that at least you're dealing with reputable, honest, competent, and to a degree as well, not only are they reputable, competent, etc., but if there is a dispute, you have an arbitration process already kind of built into the fact that they belong to this voluntary group, but it gives you a certain amount of protection and the service provider as well. And under those circumstances, you've got the best shot of a happy outcome.
100%. So, as I mentioned a little bit earlier when we were off air, I've got a bit of a situation at the moment now where we were trying to assist someone with a septic tank and soak away in a very, very small area. And I was reluctant about the whole thing because of the soil conditions, wondering whether it was going to work properly. But we communicated with the clients and basically came up that we were going to do the certain work and see if it worked out. And we've been monitoring it over the period. But now we've come to a little bit of a loggerhead point where I now need to bring in the assistance of the Institute of Plumbing South Africa so that we can now mediate this between the two of us to see where we can go. Because I've gone back to go investigate more and more why this system is not working, and I'm putting it down to soil conditions and that the system needs to be slightly bigger. And the client is obviously going, well, I paid you to do something. Even though you told me it might not work, I've still paid you to do it. It must work. So we kind of stuck in a little catch 22. So IOPSA gets called in, and maybe I can report back to you what the findings are next week.
It'll be good to follow, because I'm quite confident that under those circumstances you'll be able to find a working solution that 100%. Everyone can live with, and that's ultimately what you strive for. Win-win.
Yeah.
And please, folks, if you do owe service providers and they've done their best to satisfy you, and you know, everyone is in this local economy boat together. I know it's tough sometimes to pay bills when you are under financial pressure, but even if you make an arrangement to start paying it off, at least in that sense, the economy keeps ticking.
Yeah.
If you don't pay, not only, of course, does that lead to all sorts of unpleasantness and unhappiness, but it also slows down the entire economy to the point where I have actually heard of local economies teetering to the point of a lot of good operators going out of business, and then when you need the qualified help to sort out a problem, it's not there anymore. So it's in everyone's interest to make sure that in our Bolito North Coast beautiful bubble that you try at least to keep things on the up and up. And particularly with the small independents, they can't afford to carry massive loans over months and months and months. You know, it's an important process. If you buy something, you pay for it. If you use something, you know, there it is. Fair is fair.
Say exactly the same thing I say to my staff and clients as well. If you walk into the shopping center or your grocery store, you don't take the stuff off the shelf, walk out, go use it, and go, I'll pay for it like next month.
Yeah, I've had a tough few days now.
You know, the horrible part, and I was discussing this with an electrician the other day. There's so much protection for the consumer and very little protection for the contractor.
Yeah.
So you come into a house and you do an installation, send your invoice. You put down your invoice, property remains items installed remain the property of so-and-so until paid in full. It means nothing, because once you've put it in the house, it's there.
Yeah.
So if you go in to go try to take it out, you're trespassing. And there's very little recourse that you actually have to get it back. So it's so unfair for the contractor that's going out there, putting themselves on a limb to make this money that they can go and take home and support their family, and then people don't pay them.
Yeah.
It's so unfair.
Which is, again, why I make the plea. If you live in the area and you operate, and we all do at some time, as you know, at certain times require the services of all sorts of professionals and service providers that deliver, and we are in a community where we're blessed. You know, you have a problem, you call CHAP, and they're there, boom, they're sorted out. At least you can do is pay the bill.
No, 100%.
So, Barry, we'll catch up in a week's time to follow that bouncing ball, and hopefully you've got good news to report when we catch up.
I'd love to feed you guys back with some positive information. Even if it goes a 50-50 split, I'm happy, but it will be interesting to see what the outcome is from a mediation and then give it back to you guys.
Fantastic. Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing. We'll catch up in a week's time when we chat again with Chapman. If you want to catch up on this, you've only just tuned in and you're wondering what we talked about, you'll find it on the afternoon show catch up on our website or on our app, available to download free in the App Store. It's called The Afternoon Show and the slot Chatting with Chapman.